Oké, okay, deel 3 van MWP Water Talks, 13 april. Welcome back. You're listening to NWP's Water Talks on New Business Radio. Today, we're talking about the digitalization of the water sector. Joining me today are a couple of interesting people here in the studio. Nadine Slootjes, Department Manager, Operational Water Management and Early Warning at Deltares. Jeroen van der Sommen, he is CEO at ACFO. And from Brussels digitally is Panagiotis Balabanis, head of the sector Water in the Circular Economy and Bio-Based Systems Unit at the European Commission. Panagiotis, why would you say is the digitalization in the water sector important?
I think also Nadine and Jerome also, I think, mentioned before, that, you know, we are now in an era where, you know, the this modern information and communication technologies have provided also the society with a lot of benefits, and I think this is, you know, is important also to harness also this technology in the water area, and for different reasons. I would say first of all is to, as I mentioned, also what is important is to strengthen the systemic also dimension of water. You know, water, we cannot dissociate water from energy, from food, also from agricultural expansion. I think this is, water is, we speak now about the nexus, is very, very important. That means that you have also to look also on the interconnections. To give you an example, you will have also to make decisions to allocate water, and now we know that, you know, with the climate change, where impacts will be, we expect that we may also have a reduction in some areas also for water availability. So we will have also, on the other hand, we will have also other sectors to ask more water. So we have also to manage better, you know, the water. And for that, I think it is important also to be in a position also to link also this, to see the allocation in the energy, in agriculture, in the environment. So there is the digital also is very, very important. To give you an example, for instance, by having also better information, as also Nadine with the what she's doing also with Deltares, trying also to better improve, you know, the monitoring, the modeling of water resources, of flood risk. This can help also the decision makers to make better and informed decisions, especially in the context, as I said, of the climate change, where we know now that, you know, this historical data and modeling based on this data are not anymore, you know, valid. So we have also to improve, and so the digital innovation in the water, so is very important. And the other point, which I think is very, very important, is I think for water utilities, because it has been also also documented, you know, in several also studies, that there are also a lot of benefits, you know, in terms of operational costs for water utilities. So just to give you an example, that the a report which has been done by the Global Water Intelligence, which is a kind of advocacy also group in water, and looking also at the market opportunities, they consider that the digital technologies can help also water utilities to save 60 billion globally, you know, per a year. So this is, you know, mm-hmm. this is an impressive also measure, right? And I think this is important. And last but not least, as I said, this is also for consumers. Digitalization, as I said, will provide also the opportunities, also better way also to interact also with the utilities, and so water utilities can also build and provide better also tools which can also give incentives also to citizens, also to stakeholders, also to better also use water.
Jeroen, what questions come to mind when you hear Panagiotis talk about these various topics?
No, I think it's very right that data can have a play a role in safeguarding service delivery of water supply companies and follow them also critical and give the consumer a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes to my mind is also using data in the water sector for advocacy. We worked on a large program, the Watershed Program, with a couple of Dutch NGOs focusing on the role of advocacy in the water sector to show where are the deprived people, to give them a voice and to turn and present the facts based on data, the maps where people are not supplied at all by the same utility, for example. So there is several sides to this,
mm-hmm.
but both cases, data plays a very important role.
Panagiotis, can you give some examples of European Commission projects, for example, the water supply and sanitation platform?
Yeah, of course, the water, as I said, water supply and sanitation platform is a kind of a partnership. It's not a project also per se. But what, for instance, I can give, for instance, a very important also an example of a project which has also a very, very relevant also for Netherlands. This is a project which has been already finalized. It was supported in the seventh framework program, and it was called Smart Water for Europe. So the idea there was also to try also to address some of the barriers, you know, that prevents also this application, digitalization and smart water, as I said, you know, principles.
What kind of and barriers? So, what can you tell us about that? What kind of barriers?
Yeah, these barriers, for instance, is first of all, as I said, is lack of integrated and open solutions. Very often, you know, the technology is fragmented and there are not perhaps open solutions. So this is important also to address.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. Sure.
About this platform, I'm just curious, who is then the user of this platform? What kind of organizations or people maybe? Yeah.
It was a project that they brought together different type of organizations. For instance, a lot of small and medium enterprises. So if I remember correctly, it was a big project with more than 20 partners. And I think at least the majority of them, you know, small and medium enterprises, thing also with sensor development, you know, data processing, you know, modeling. But there were also water utilities and their VITENS. I think this is an important water utility, which, if I remember correctly, it operates in the north part of Netherlands, in Friesland, if I'm not mistaken. And also there also were also research organization, and then there were also platform organization also representing water utilities. So I think it was a quite a diverse type of partners also involved there.
And there's a couple of other projects the European Commission is involved in. Water for Europe, as you already mentioned, but also Water for All is the new wider partnership for member states. What can you tell us about that one?
This is important also to mention, because this is another way of bringing together also, as I said, in order to fostering also the coordination and trying also to align also resources and bring also more resources, both at the European national level. So these are, you know, the partnerships which have been, there are also proposed now in the context that have been already proposed in the past, but in particular now in Horizon Europe, the new framework program, where also member states with the EU are coming together, and then they bring also the resources. And so this is what For All partners in trying also to ensure also security for all. It has, you know, a very long objective. And digitalization is going also to be a kind of what we call horizontal activity to be looked across the different priorities, risk priorities, And I think this is very important because this will bring together public authorities with the European Union, trying also to strengthen also what we call the science policy interface, make also the results, you know, to be relevant also for policy implementation, and then also looking also ideas to go to the market also to use these research results, because this is also one also challenge also in research, also to make also use of research outcomes, you know, in real situation. So these partnerships, I think, will be very fundamental in the years to come.
Nadine and Jeroen, are you guys familiar with the projects Panagiotis is talking about?
I'm not familiar with them. However, I'm very curious about how you deal with the different member states and the mandates they have. And they also have their own way of working. And well, how do they interact, and are they accepted? Those kind of things. I'm curious.
This is very good question, Nadine. I think this is, of course, I think, first of all, what we try to do is, as I said, this is nothing, we don't impose this to the members. So this instrument, first of all, is at the liberty to the member states. But in order also to make attractive the member states, we will try also to agree all of them, you know, on the things which are relevant for all of them. And I think we all face, you know, of course, there are different problems, but there are also issues which are, you know, climate related impacts are going to be the same everywhere. So we try, you know, through discussions, through development, what we call a strategic research and innovation agenda, to try also to align the different priorities. We don't want, you know, to eliminate the national programs. These are very important, mm-hmm. but we have to find, you know, the niches, the places where, you know, there is a willingness for many member states to cooperate together with the Commission.
And a question, are there also research institutes in the South involved, or is it limited to member states?
No. This is, of course, very important. This is open to all the member states. There are also, in particular, also member states from South. But I would like to mention there are also other dedicated activities at the regional level. For instance, we have also a kind of partnership on Mediterranean region, which brings also, in particular, also Southern European Mediterranean countries with Northern African Mediterranean countries, covering also this neighbor, you know, policy. And this is also partnership. It's called PRIMA. It's also looking about also water and food security. So these are issues which are also very relevant for Southern European members.
All right, we're going to take a quick break again. More Water Talks on New Business Radio coming up.